The following podcast has been scheduled for one fall with a 5-minute time limit. The date is January 5th, 2004. Triple H is the leader of Monday Night Raw's top heel stable, Evolution, and 22 days into his third World Heavyweight Championship reign. He enters the new year having vanquished his longtime friend turned rival, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, in a brutal match on the December 29, 2003 edition of Raw. Well, I say vanquished. Shawn Michaels had the match won, but following the last sweet chin music of the match, he collapsed on top of Triple H in such a way that all four of their shoulders were on the mat at the same time. It was Eric Bischoff who was there to count the fall and announce that the match was ruled a draw. I'm pretty sure he's not allowed to do that, but there is a precedence for authority figures counting the fall. Should be an open-shut case, right? No controversy whatsoever, right? Well, not if the sheriff of Monday Night Raw, Stone Cold Steve Austin, has anything to say about it. Yes, the sheriff, with a badge, a little badge right there on his shirt. No, he didn't wear a cool cowboy hat, or wear chaps over his Daisy Dukes, or wield a revolver to the ring, or ride a horse. He rode an ATV to the ring, but that's not the same as a horse. Now is it? Austin and Triple H meet in ring for a promo that Jonathan Coachman on commentary just can't stop laughing over. After 2 minutes of bad Triple H jokes, yes, 2 minutes, Stone Cold Steve Austin starts giving Triple H the gears as the fans what chant along. Stone Cold says as the sheriff, if he sees fit, he'll give Triple H the stunner. If he sees fit, he will strip Triple H of the belt. And if he sees fit, he will take a steamy, stinky, creamy crap all over Triple H's shoes. He brings up that Shawn Michaels had the match won and had Hunter beat, but he only retained via technicality. Triple H brings up his track record, having beaten everyone who's come in front of him. Says no names though, but we all take his word for it. The match with Shawn Michaels was for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Triple H is still the champion, so he's the better man. There's logic in what he says. But one man who doesn't feel there's logic in what he says is the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels himself. He comes from the back, and an HBK chant erupts. Shawn Michaels has been embroiled in a feud with Triple H over the World Heavyweight title since the end of December of the past year, and the two have locked horns in some way, shape, or form since Michaels' return in 2002. 2004, Shawn Michaels takes a page out of 2011 Christian's book and asks for one more match. Jerry Lawler, on commentary, says he deserves it. Stone Cold exercises his power of being the sheriff by putting together a World Heavyweight title match between the two at the 2004 Royal Rumble pay-per-view. As the two men go nose to lip, Stone Cold adds that the match is going to be a last man standing match. No way they can draw in a last man standing match. Well done, Austin, well done. Finally, Triple H exercises his power of being a massive dick by pulling Shawn Michaels into a pedigree as the segment comes to a close. My first wrestling memory was a weird argument between someone on the commentary table and somebody in the ring. My second wrestling memory was Booker T getting the stink face by Rikishi and vomiting all over the announce table. My third wrestling memory was the Shawn Michaels vs. Triple H match on December 29, 2003. And I've been a fan for life. In my eyes, this was pro wrestling. A plucky babyface fighting a terrible, terrible heel who needs his friends to cheat for him. A match that is ended in controversial fashion. In this case, Eric Bischoff deciding that the match was ended by a draw. Correctly, might I add. And giving Triple H the belt when Shawn Michaels obviously had the match won. I was infuriated. I had to watch next week to see what Shawn Michaels would do and if he would ever get the title back. It didn't hurt that I immediately fell in love with the big gold belt the second I saw it. Tune in next time when we look at the January 12, 2004 edition of Raw, the in-ring promo between Shawn Michaels and Triple H, the last time these two men would meet before their match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Goose Hudson, and tune in next time for 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes.